HarperCollins presents Tracks by Karen Woods. Read by Emma Gregory. Chapter 1. Donnie Knight stood in front of the large silver-framed mirror in the bathroom and flexed his muscles. He loved that mirror. He'd picked it up in an antique shop a few months before. He'd always had an eye for a deal. He was ripped, handsome. Small droplets of clear water dripped down his smooth golden skin, like an ice cube melting on a hot summer's day. His muscles looked like two swans dancing as he twisted his arms right and then left. What a poser, he thought. But he didn't stop looking. The corners of his mouth started to rise as he smiled at his reflection. Those gym sessions had paid off. He was hench. All the hours of sweating, pumping iron, running were worth it. Donnie looked mint, and he knew it. He hadn't always been like that, though. There was no way he would ever let himself become a couch potato again. No way in this world. He'd been down that road before, and his lack of motivation on the inside had shown on the outside. He'd hated everything back then, and when he pulled himself out of that life, he'd made a promise to himself that there was no going back. Now looking the part was half the trick. And it started with keeping a close eye on what he stuck in his gob. Clean eating, he called it. Although he knew his mum would have laughed at that. It's just fruit and veg, Donnie, she'd have told him. Eat your greens and don't pretend it's a new religion. But it was to Donnie. Protein, protein and more protein. Those muscles didn't come from nowhere. His eyes were sea blue. Come-to-bed eyes, he liked to call them. And his hair? That was a masterpiece. Every day he'd spend a good 10 minutes styling it, making sure it was on point. What with the wax and the setting creams, he spent a bomb on his products. Looking good didn't come cheap. He heard footsteps heading down the hallway towards him and paused for a second, then carried on admiring himself in the mirror. It'd only be the missus. Donnie had started to slip his crisp white shirt over his broad shoulders when she opened the door.
Oh, my God! How much longer are you going to spend in there, Donnie? I'm going to be late. Every bleeding morning you hog the bathroom, you're worse than any woman I know.
Susan stood with one hand placed firmly on her hip and shook her head as she watched him preening. She couldn't see the point, unless he was trying to impress someone. She felt a sudden rush of jealousy. Was he seeing somebody else? Did he have his eye on another woman? After what had happened 2 years back, he'd promised her that he'd never go there again, vowed he would never be unfaithful. But the signs were there, right in front of her. If there was no one else, surely he'd just have a quick wash like any normal bloke. One thing was for sure. Susan would cut his balls off and make a necklace out of them if he was up to something. Her brothers had wanted to put him in a body bag when they'd got wind of what he was up to before, but she'd held them back, begged them to leave him alone. More fool her if he was at it again. She exhaled slowly, let the thought pass. No, he loved her, nobody else. She checked her watch and sighed. Whatever he was or wasn't up to, one thing he wasn't doing was listening to her. No effort to let her have the bathroom, still staring in the bloody mirror. She'd had enough. She banged her fist on the wooden cabinet. Move, your ass, now. I need to get ready. The salon's rammed today and I need to be on time. It's always me who ends up running around like a headless chicken, and that's your fault. Why do you need to doll yourself up every bleeding morning to go to work? You don't see me taking this long, do you? And I'm in the bloody beauty industry. Donnie ignored her, fastening the buttons on his shirt and reaching for his aftershave. He wasn't going to rush. Taking his time, he sprayed it on his face and then added a spritz to his chest for the hell of it. It smelled good. He smelt good, fresh and clean like washing that had been dried outside on a summer's day. You should be pleased I liked
Sample complete. Ready to continue?